Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, this past week saw World TB Day being acknowledged, and it's a reminder that tuberculosis remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases. The World Health Organization says global efforts have saved over 79 million lives in the past two decades, with 3.6 million deaths averted last year alone. But TB still affects millions of people, particularly in Southeast Asia and on the continent of Africa. And for businesses operating in high prevalence regions like South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya, the health and safety implications for staff are both real and ongoing. So I want to explore this in a little more detail with Dr. Chris von Straaten, Global Health Advisor at International SOS. We're going to talk about the risks, the progress, and how businesses can play a greater role in tackling TB. Chris, thank you very much indeed. So maybe first of all, having listened to those numbers, one gets the sense that we are making some real progress here, or are we still falling short in TB prevention and control, perhaps globally and then on the continent?
Thanks so much for having me back on the show, Jeremy. So yeah, prior to 2019, those of us in global health and in public health were pretty optimistic that the numbers were stable, plateauing, and dropping globally and in many of the developing countries. Then with the COVID-19 pandemic, funds being diverted, focus being diverted. Unfortunately, in some countries, not all, but in many, we've seen an uptick in TB cases and numbers. And we have seen an interesting uptick, for example, in the United Kingdom. They estimate an 11% increase. So it's a mixed bag from a scientific perspective, from a medical perspective. From a public health perspective, we have the tools. TB can be significantly diminished or eliminated, but it really does take real political will and putting the funding in the right places.
And as far as South Africa is concerned, given that there are so many competing health agendas, do you believe that political will exists?
Jeremy, again, that's a complex and a good question. Yes and no, but the yes is, as International SOS, we've been working with many of the big private companies in South Africa and on the continent and in parts of Asia. And with the big mining firms, they've taken TB very seriously. I'm not going to mention names, but there are mining companies in South Africa and in the countries you mentioned prior, where the TB rates on those sites is significantly lower than those reported by the MOH in those countries. And that was done by clever partnership, measuring what the numbers are, educating and destigmatizing TB, and then really driving efforts for screening, testing, and when detected, making sure the dots approach of observed treatment, follow-up care, appropriate accommodation, and protecting the travelers in between has had a massive impact. So I think, again, we've got to put focus on the private enterprise combined with public, civil, and NGOs to get us back on track.
How difficult is it for employers to create a TB-aware workplace without causing panic or stigma, as you've referred to?
It's a significant challenge, but it can be done. And it has been done effectively in many parts of the world. The developed world, I think, has become comfortable and in some instances complacent. In the developing world, it's a very real challenge. And yes, there is still stigma, and there's still that link between if someone got TB, well, then they must have HIV. And the fact is, things have changed significantly. HIV is no longer a death sentence. If you're on treatment and your viral load is low, your chances of picking up TB are significantly reduced. Your lifespan is extended, and with treatment, you can recover. So it is a challenge, but we have the tools that already exist. And if applied correctly and with that political will, it can be done.
In terms of those tools, you've referred to early detection as being critical. How can businesses better facilitate that process?
Yeah, excellent question. Some of the activities that we've certainly been engaged with International SOS and our partners and clients was to install a clinic on these sites, staff them with the appropriate nurses and doctors. And what is exciting too, I'm a tech geek, so watching the tools develop over the last 20 years, 20 years back, med school, we didn't have much, and it was laborious and time-consuming and very expensive. Now there are fantastic machines, PCR machines, that can be embedded on those sites, have a very rapid turnaround time, which means you can pick it up early, you can do mass screening, and you can get to treatment quickly and effectively. So things have changed, and I predict that they'll continue to improve.
How important is it for companies to either rewrite or review their occupational health policies in order to play a more significant role in reducing TB risk at work?
Great question, and I think it's very important. There are multiple teams globally that do this, companies like International SOS, but others too. I think it's a no-brainer. If you, and I hope we can discuss this on future calls, the return on investment is obviously critically important for any company. And in South Africa, we know that we need economic growth. That's the only way you create jobs. That's the only way we're going to drive our economy forward. The economic and social impact of TB is huge, A, for the individual, but B, for the companies. And the companies, the multi-billion dollar companies globally that are in production, that are in mining, have understood this and have been doing this for some time. So, and what they did, part of that was looking at the occupational health, the whole umbrella package, and then focusing on specific diseases like TB, because they could clearly see the return on investment versus the money spent.
And just finally, if you could wrangle one commitment from business leaders in South Africa as we talk about tuberculosis, what would it be?
We can end tuberculosis, and we do need to ensure that private and government and the NGOs are communicating effectively. I think that's probably the key message. Thank you.
And thank you indeed, Dr. Chris von Straten, Global Health Advisor at International SOS. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.